Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
At the club, Club 1080.
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock.
They have beautiful hair.
At the club. That ain't no bird.
That's 50% still.
Here he is.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
My son is an idiot.
What is the Colorado Rocky?
Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say that?
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
All right. Nice to have you along.
No, I did not kick the Live Nation guy in the balls. I'm sorry.
Yeah, somebody wanted you to.
Yeah.
They don't like Live Nation.
Live Nation is ruining concerts. Kick him in the balls.
What is that all about? Can you explain that to me like I'm four?
They just jack up ticket prices like you wouldn't believe. So, and they run everything, so. I mean, it's just.
I thought Ticketmaster ran everything.
Ticketmaster and Live Nation, they're probably owned by the same place. I think someone, I'm not sure, it might be the Orange POTUS, is trying to. I thought I read something about he's trying to put a stop, but I think that's to, like, scalpers.
Azerasians.
Secondary ticket markets, but. And, like, upfront pricing. It's just annoying when you look at the price of a ticket and it's already like, oh, my God. And then you go to check out and then they tack on $90 worth of service fees. You're like, oh, my God. Yeah, stuff's expensive. And I think people blame Ticketmaster and Live Nation. And
I just bought concert tickets and the fees were half that of the ticket cost.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yep.
God.
$40 ticket spent
for
like
what? What is the
bucks.
What's the fee for?
The fee is the FU fee. And by the way, yes, Ticketmaster is owned by Live Nation. So
okay.
Yeah. And they're also StubHub, same thing. Yeah. Ticketmaster LLC is a subsidiary of Live Nation.
So we need those two separate.
Yes.
It would seem to me, like, right? Because
well,
is it a monopoly?
Thing, I mean, Ticketmaster goes back. I mean, Pearl Jam fought for this, like, in, like, the 90s, where they were like, we don't want to use Ticketmaster because it just screws people. And then it's hard for regular fans to buy tickets. And then the secondary ticket market is just ridiculous. And StubHub is one of the worst secondary markets for the fees. Again, I can't tell you how many times on StubHub you find, like, to the Mariner game, right? You find a $30 ticket, you're all stoked about it. You go to check out and they hit you, it's like $59. You're like, what? You said half of your ticket, Will, went to, half of the cost of the ticket was fees.
It ended up, it was a $45 to $47 ticket for like just general admission lawn. Yeah. And I think I paid $68, $69 for it. Yeah.
That is $7 and $9 bull.
And that is the quote service fee. I don't know what service is they're performing there, but apparently it's very expensive.
God, man.
But they run the... I personally think it's just that because no one sells albums anymore, so everyone needs to make more money, so they just jab you in the pooter when it comes to, to live music. And I love going to live music, but I get it, man. It's hard.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah. Well, now, like when... It used to be like, I always thought if you're spending like $190 or $250 on a ticket, I thought like you are like in primo seats. But when they have shows now at like Providence Park, like the Foo Fighters come or whatever, and I mean, just to be on the floor, and I'm not talking like within 10 rows, just anywhere on the floor, it's by the time you're done paying, it's $250, $275. Kendrick Lamar coming up to Seattle, again, $275, $300 for good seats, not great seats, not front row seats, just somewhere on the floor. I mean, it's a rough go.
Guess I'll just have to make my own concert.
Who needs Live Nation? You just do your
own. Yeah, we don't need you.
Actually, I think people do, but... Yeah, someone was saying, yeah, that Kid Rock outfit was on Trump trying to do something about Live Nation, where he dressed like an American flag puked on him.
Oh, that's what he was up there for?
Yeah, yeah. It was some, I don't know exactly what the, you know, I can't keep track of the executive orders, but it was some sort of, it was some sort of thing to deal with scalping and secondary ticket prices. And son of a bitch, Ovechkin just tied the all-time record.
Oh, he did it.
Yep. Didn't break it yet.
Just the last break, you thought he did it, but he didn't.
Yeah,
but now he did.
Yeah, he actually did it this time. Yeah, he had one. It looked like he scored, but the guy from the Chicago knocked it in his own net. But that is 895 now. I think that officially ties it.
There's old Wayne.
And he's got 13 minutes and change to break it at home.
That's kind of cool.
That is, again, if you're a hockey fan, you just watched. That's Barry Bonds breaking Hank Aaron, but minus the steroids. And everyone loves Ovi instead of hating Bonds. But this is the equivalent of when Bonds broke Hank Aaron's record.
I'd say, is that Paulina's mom right there?
That's Paulina's mom.
She's looking good.
Yeah, she looks good.
She looks better than Paulina.
Wayne, not so much, but the wife.
Wayne's all right. I mean, you know.
Wayne, I know you live in L.A. now, buddy, but we gotta ease up on the plastic surgery. It'd be nice to know if what Wayne's expression is, but he can't move his face. So
neither can she. So it's just stuck in a smile.
Oh, the grade eight. That's freaking awesome.
So let's talk about cryogenic freezing.
Let's. Not your head, the whole body.
No, your whole body. The whole body. After you're dead. Yeah. What do you think?
I was kind of hoping I'd get a new body when I die and get brought back to
life. Well, maybe they can. I mean, you don't know what's going to be out there.
I want a cool robot body.
That's next on The Fan.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Isaac and Sue.
I'm gonna get some fun, I'm driving, driving the roads, road. I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna die, some kick little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Well, we've got hot freezing news.
Hot freezing news?
Or freezing hot news.
What's happening?
Hot freezing news. Yeah, well, I was reading about cryogenic...
freezing. Yeah, if you don't know, it's been around for a while. Like, Walt Disney's head, I believe, is frozen, right?
Yeah, cryonics, is that what they call it?
Yeah, It's just like when you die, either your head or your body, and they, I think it's like, what, liquid nitrogen or whatever? And they just, they freeze your ass. And the idea is that sometime in the future, we'll come up with a cure for death. And, I don't know, we'll just, you got your brain in there, and then we'll reanimate it. And away
I don't
you
know
go.
About a cure for death, but maybe like, you know, they can bring you back to life or something.
That would literally be a cure for death.
Well, I mean, you still die, but they could bring you back to life.
Wouldn't that, again, cure
No, I don't think death? That's... I think that's two different things.
How is that...
Because you die. A cure for death means you wouldn't die.
Yeah, but...
You would die.
If you die, and then they're like, wait, you're not dead anymore. You've literally solved death. Hence...
It's not a cure for death.
You've solved death. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
What if they can bring you back, but what killed you... Is it like they say you die of cancer and they're like, wait, we can reanimate you. And then they reanimate you and you're like, good news, bad news. You're alive again. Bad news. You still have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. You're dying. You're like, hell.
And you just stay in that state.
And then you die again and then we bring you back. And you're like, still haven't cured the cancer, but we can cure your death.
Who won the game?
you're alive for like days at a time and then you're just down again.
Who won the Super Bowl?
A British man's body has been flown to the United States and placed in liquid nitrogen under a scheme offering a second chance at life. The patient has signed up for a program which offers members the chance of a reawakening via long-term cryonic storage. This is in Michigan. So this man is named only as patient 268. After his death on February 11th, the Cryonics UK group carried out a preservation process including dry ice cooling, while transport permits were acquired for the 3,700-mile journey. It was then cooled to well below freezing over 25 hours before being stored indefinitely. The UK has the second largest number of CI members in the world outside of the United States. They have 128 people signed up for various suspension options or to play a role in this particular nonprofit's organization. So what happens is, so this guy got there on February 27th at 9:30. The patient was then transferred to the computer-controlled cooling chamber to cool to liquid nitrogen temperature. The human dry ice program was selected at the time, and the time needed to cool the patient to liquid nitrogen temperature was 25 hours. Then they're placed in a cryostat for long-term cryonic storage. And they just look like giant,
like popsicles,
giant tubes.
Yeah, there was an awful story. I guess Ted Williams' head has been frozen, and this is a real story we covered years ago. But apparently, like the people at the lab were taking Ted Williams' head out and showing it to other people, and one of them stuck it on a tuna can to like prop it up, and then the tuna can got frozen to Ted Williams' head.
Tough.
That's tough.
It's tough.
Ted Williams, for God's sakes, and he's got a tuna can frozen to his head.
It doesn't matter that it's Ted Williams. It could be anybody. That's not
it's
not ideal.
It's poor form. But I'll ask you, if your buddy worked at one of these places and he's like, hey, Rob, you want to see Ted Williams' head? What do you say?
No.
No?
No.
You don't want to see frozen Ted Williams?
I don't need to see frozen Ted Williams.
I'd see frozen
Didn't Ted they Williams. Do this to Lennon? Isn't he like...
No.
Frozen, but like in the Kremlin?
No, he's not frozen. He's just preserved.
He's like preserved.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like... You
in the Kremlin?
And,
yeah, his body is like him. Under glass. It's like a
John Lennon?
No. V.I. Lennon.
The commie guy.
That was one of my finer jokes. Thank
that
you.
That was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that. No, he's not frozen. He's just... His body's there.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Ted Williams is frozen. I'm looking at celebrities that have been frozen.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at like
so this says
Larry King.
He's frozen?
Yeah.
The suspension process involves bodies being placed in a large cryostat and stored in liquid nitrogen at -320 degrees Fahrenheit in the hope that future technology can bring about a second life as well as a cure for conditions that may have caused a clinical death.
Yeah.
Chefs, students, secretaries, and professors are among those who have been deanimated at the largest cryo facility in the world. Again, this is in Michigan. It was founded in 1976. They have two sites in Michigan, housing more than 250 patients who have paid for the outside shot at a revival. The oldest person in there... Oh, and by the way, they have pets in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
People cryo their pets.
That's a little weird, but...
Well, I mean, you want... Wouldn't that be cool if they bring you back? You're like, where's Bo Cephas? And there he is. Like, wait.
Yeah, how do I choose? Because I have lost now...
Which pet?
Yeah, I've lost, I think, over my life, six pets that I basically raised.
Well, you got to freeze them all, then. Well, you can't just...
I can't have six dogs.
Why not?
That's too many dogs.
It's all your dogs.
So now I got to choose favorites?
What a world. No, freeze them all. What a world where you could come back and have all your dogs that you had throughout your life all at once.
But now...
How cool would that be?
But now I've got like a... My Roddy died at like 11 with like horrible hips and knees. Is he 11? He was a surly bastard at the end.
Well, now you're getting into details. They don't know the details. See, this is the thing about this. Okay, so by the way, one more factoid. The oldest person there... Or I guess they say patient, is Rhea Ettinger, and she has been in there since 1977.
Huh.
Which is, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
She was ahead of her time.
Just hanging out in there.
Well, but freezing your body in 1977?
Yeah. I mean...
That's
She was amazing. Ahead of her time.
So anyway, my thing is, I was reading this article, I'm going, well, what's the downside here?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tuna can,
yeah.
or somebody comes in and fondles you or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, poking you, you know, it's...
I mean, what if they're...
You
they're
can't like, really be fondled during high school, but someone could, like, you know, someone could, like, true. Break off your fingers or something.
Or, like, the computers go down.
Sure, and you rot.
And
you,
yeah, like, I don't know. But I also think, and I've long stated, I don't really care what happens to me I die.
If you want to put my head on a tuna can, be my guest.
I don't
care.
I mean, I don't want to be Muammar Gaddafi'd, but please don't do that. But other than that, I don't see a downside to this.
Lick 'em and stick 'em, boys.
As long as it's not that, like, if I had the money for it, yeah. I don't see a downside to this.
Now, how expensive is this?
Well, it doesn't say on here. Somebody texted in earlier, they said it's not as expensive as you think. And I don't know what that means.
Is that a yearly cost?
I would assume there has to be a yearly maintenance fee. I mean, you're being stored.
Sure.
It's like a storage unit. Just
what happens if you run out of money? Do you, like, melt?
Well, I'm guessing that they just they kick you out of there.
They toss you out in the street.
Yeah. Well,
your body just, you know.
It's like Katrina all over again.
I just Googled cost to
Wait,
be frozen.
Wait, what did you just say?
Nothing.
Was that a Katrina joke?
Never.
Oh, my
God. By the way,
God.
This is ridiculous, because this dip-ass said it wasn't that expensive.
How much was it?
Okay, for your head, if you just want the head, and you got to do hi-ya, you cho-chop it,
okay.
You're looking at an upfront cost of $28,000. Now, if you want the whole body, $200,000.
For what, one time or every year?
I'm going to look.
Probably just one time.
That's a big fee. Nope, there are some providers charge maintenance fees for storage. So, no, that's just the freezing.
Well, how much are maintenance fees?
I'm going to look that up. But, yeah, you're $200,000 for your full body? I'll tell you right now that I'm not getting any money. My family doesn't talk to me, nor do they have money. Still, if I did have money coming my way, I'd be pretty pissed if instead of, like, you know, like your parents, like, taking care of, like, their grandkids or whatever, they're, like, selfishly spending their last $200,000 to freeze their body.
Well, I wouldn't. It's their money. They can do whatever the hell they want with it.
I think with Ted Williams, it was his kids. Like, I don't think he wanted to be frozen. Like, I think his kids decided to do it.
His kid is frozen with him.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
It's like a whole weird thing. Like, the kid wanted him frozen, not Ted.
Mm. Well, but again, Ted's dead.
Yeah,
although, you should respect someone's, you know, wishes, whether they're buried or what, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't really care. And so this guy says it's actually pretty rational when you think about it. He says cryonics is like an ambulance ride to a future hospital that may or may not exist someday. While we give no guarantees, if you're buried or cremated, your chances of coming back are zero.
Yeah.
We are therefore a Pascal's wager or a gamble with little to lose and all to gain.
I mean, it's a valid point if you got the cash.
Yeah.
You know.
I think I'm in.
100%. If I've got the money,
I'm going to do this.
I'm, you know, why not? Because then again, it's just, there's no difference between that and just being buried in the ground.
You know, exactly. Well, what's, yeah. I guess the question does become, well, how long? I mean, it's just in perpetuity? Because, like, you know, when do they say, oh, okay, probably not going to happen, and then what happens to the bodies?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Well, but they probably never say that, because...
What if they do? Then you just get buried eventually anyways, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if I run out of money and I can't pay the monthly fee or whatever, they're not throwing me into... I'm assuming at that point, then they talk to my family and be like, hey, what do you want to do? And then at that point, you either cremate me or dig me in the ground, which is what you're going to do anyways. I'm just delaying the inevitable.
No, I just mean, like, the technology.
Yeah.
We ever get to a place where it's like, you know what? This isn't going to happen. Everybody who's frozen needs to go.
Yeah.
Then what do they do?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know that they will come to that point, because we're always advancing, right?
Sure.
There's always that hope that it will be coming.
I thought that was a very interesting way they put it. It's an ambulance ride to a hospital that doesn't exist but may exist, or whatever that was. That's it.
What do you think about that?
It's not bad.
Let's do it, guys.
I mean,
let's have a fan cryogenic.
No.
What happens though?
Death freezer.
What happens though if I die and I'm like hanging out on the other side with my 72 virgins, and like I'm having a grand old time? Oh, I'm just saying. That's one. A lot of versions of heaven out there. I love how like people act like someone else's version of heaven is more ridiculous than your version. Like people would be like 72 versions. In the church that I grew up in, you believe you get your own planet. You get to be God. How is that any more absurd than 72 virgins or vice versa? So either I'm a God on my own planet, or I got my 72 virgins and I'm hanging out and I'm living the good life or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you just zap me back, and I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean? And now I'm back?
So you find out the afterlife is great.
Yes! Dude, I'm just knee-deep in coke and whores, having a grand time in the afterlife, and then next thing you know, I'm back here in an old, wrinkly body.
Well, you just die again, and then just say, don't freeze me this time.
Yeah, but what if I die, and now I don't have as cool afterlife? What if now, like...
You go to a boring afterlife?
I go to a boring afterlife, or what if, like, I get reincarnated as something lamer... Yeah, there's some risk involved in this.
Yeah, it's like the afterlife, like different cities.
I don't know.
Where you get jettisoned to like Tulsa. Jeez. And you're going, God, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But then other people are like, oh my God, this is great. Rap, you got to get over here.
Yeah, it's tough. That's why I always wondered, because like, they always say, like, again, I only go with the church that I was raised in, but like, and this is no offense to anyone, because there are some wonderful people.
But offense.
But look.
To all of you.
Yeah. I never really quite fit in. And if that is all the people like that are like up in heaven, do I really want to hang out there? I think there's going to be a lot cooler people other places.
Down south.
Well, I mean, do I get choices? Can I visit? I don't know how all that works. I'm just, you know, if I have to go and then like, what do I do for like eternity?
Well, don't you go to the pearly gates and talk to God, right?
Yeah,
don't you stand there and
you
have to,
but I don't
he
know
has
what,
to ask you questions. And
look, I'm not getting in there. I know
he either opens the gate or he doesn't.
I got a good idea of what's going to happen. I don't think the gate's wide open for me.
Listen, I'm taking my chances with the cryo, okay?
I like where
all
we're
that
going.
Other crap.
Freeze my ass.
That's right. Freeze me.
Got your little dog in there. Maybe you can be frozen with Nurse Nice. And
yeah, holding hands, hold little frozen hands.
It's adorable, like a notebook, but like with a little bit of frozen mixed in there. That costs, though. That's a lot. And by the way, I can't find one single... I'm on like four different websites here, and they all just say that there is a monthly maintenance fee, but they don't say what it is. So you know that's going to be high.
It's the fees.
The fees. The fees are going to get you.
Tacking on the fee. Was Live Nation running this?
I think so. Yeah, I guess there's like three major ones, two of them that like in the U.S.
Michigan.
And it just says that there's monthly maintenance fees. But look, I will say this: the difference between 28 and 200,000 for the head versus the whole body—that's a significant upcharge.
Yeah, it is. I just wonder. I mean, like, I guess you could think of that as maybe the head's better because your body.
Look,
I'm
figuring if they can bring back my brain from the dead,
right.
They can solve the no body thing, right?
So it might just be a little better value.
You keep my brain.
Just do the head.
Keep my brain, and then because I'd like to get like a new body too. I'd like with some hair and you know.
Yeah, because you're right. You don't know the technology. What if you can pick the body?
Exactly.
And then you're like, well, and then the old guy that kept his body and his head and paid an extra $175,000, well, he's not stuck, but he's like, hey, chop off my body.
Yeah.
Give me that body.
I want to come back as Steve.
And that'll cost you more money.
It's all about money. Gotta have those dollars.
Well, listen, if I got a bunch of money and I'm dying, I think I could break off some for this.
Can't we just start our own cryo business and then we just, like, it's, I bet there's a lot of fraud in that, because.
That's a good call.
Right? Like, oh yeah, I got you.
Are you saying not really freeze the bodies?
Exactly.
Well, don't you think, I mean, you're going to want proof, right? Look, if you pay that kind of money?
You can come up with some kind of proof. Like, I'm just saying, like.
Visit the bodies?
Go visit them? Yeah, go visit them and look in there.
I just think there's a lot of ways we might be able to cut some corners.
Would you go visit, like, let's say the BTJ gets cryogenically frozen?
That's weird.
You going to go visit her?
That's weird.
Look at her just standing there all cold?
Yeah. Can I bring my new 19-year-old Thai girlfriend, or is that weird? That
was all. Out.
Oh, I was going to say something, and I'm not. I'm just going to keep it quiet.
Well, how screwed up will this next kid be for life?
A lot.
No, you don't even know the story.
I'm just saying a lot. If you're asking the question, the answer is a lot.
That's next. Here's Will.
He'll be down in a minute. All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Primetime Great Bend, Kansas. That's way out there. What?
Great Bend. I think I may have talked about this story when you were gone.
Oh, is this the babysitter story?
This is the babysitter story.
Oh, okay. So you already know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the scariest thing of
all
time.
How screwed up is that kid going to be?
I just said, whatever therapy, just sign him up for it forever and ever and ever, because there's no way this kid is normal.
What happened?
So it was a babysitter, and she goes in to put the kid to sleep. And the kid was saying, there's a monster in the room.
Monster under my bed.
And she checks under the bed, and there's a dude laying there.
Yeah. And then the dude freaks out.
Yeah.
Wrestles with the babysitter.
Yeah.
Knocks the kid over.
Yeah.
And then runs out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kid is effed for life. 100%.
Therapy.
Yes. Because you know how it went. You know that she's like... The kid, because it doesn't, the babysitter was a girl. It doesn't say if the kid was a boy or a girl, but you know, it was like, Susie, there's a monster under my bed. And Susie's like, all right, go to bed, Timmy. No, really, there's a monster under my bed. Go to bed. And then, like, the fourth time, can you please just check? And so you do the fine, I'll look under. Ah! And then the kid freaks out, jumps out of bed, and then there's a wrestling match? Come on.
It's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
Dude, first off,
what if Petey the Peppy Penis came out?
Oh boy. Whoa. You know that kid, one, pissed the bed and is going to be wet in that bed for like the next 15 years. By the way, that kid will never sleep on a bed that's not on the floor. Get ready, mom and dad. You're going to have a floor bed from now on. Get cable, because that kid's up and the lights are going to be nice and bright.
Oh dear.
Barbed wire underneath the bed. Not cool.
Well, apparently the guy used to live at the house.
Yeah, he was like, I think he was somehow, like, he had a restraining order against him.
Yeah, so the kids knew him, but very weird. So he ran off, and then they were looking for him, couldn't find him, and then the next morning, they spotted him in the area and arrested him.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He should have to pay for that kid's therapy bill.
And let me tell you something. That, I guarantee you, that is the biggest thing that will happen in Great Bend, Kansas, in the next 100 years. Right there. That is the biggest... They're still talking about it in Great Bend, and I can assure you.
Are they
that.
Excited that this happened in Great Bend?
No, but they got to talk it out. They're talking about it at the coffee shops.
The local True Value.
The restaurants. The local True Value. It's being discussed. And it will be discussed in perpetuity. That is the biggest thing that's ever happened in Great Bend, Kansas.
That is so bad. I cannot process how just how traumatic that must be for a little kid. To tell your babysitter that there's a monster under the bed, and then it turns out, indeed, there's someone under the bed. And then they knock you over and fight with your babysitter. I'd like to also believe that the kid's like, I told you, you dumb bitch! I told you he was under there! You didn't listen to me! Sure, it's just as scary for that babysitter, by the way, will never babysit again, ever. This is some lady, probably some 15-year-old girl that's babysitting. You think she's okay with that? I'm not okay with that. I'm a grown-ass man, and that would traumatize me.
All right, we got to go. Wrap it up next on The Fan.
You could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, have a good weekend, okay?
That's it. Kind of had a cool moment. So we're following the Ovechkin chase, and he tied Wayne Gretzky's goal record and needed one to beat it, and he was at home. And Chicago pulled the goalie with like a minute 43, and Ovechkin didn't go out on the ice. I don't think he wanted to score it on an empty net. And then Washington scored, and there was like a minute left, and he went back out on the ice to try to score it. So the only, like, I don't know why you wouldn't put him out there with an empty net to break the record. I'm guessing they asked him. I'd be interested to see. They got an interview with him right now. I'd be interested to see if he said, I didn't want to score it on an empty net. Because, I mean, you want to break it at home. It just makes no sense. That would have been a hat trick at home to break the record.
If he retires this year and he didn't score another one, don't you think it kind of sullies it?
Well, he's not going to retire, but I mean, and he's got several more games to go. I mean, he'll get it. He's tied it at this point.
If he doesn't, he'll come back next year?
Yes.
Because you got to break it, right?
Yes.
He just needs one.
Well, that, and I mean, he scored 40 goals this year. I mean, he's kind of the LeBron James. He is not slowing down. He's still playing at a ridiculously high level. So he will break it. He's got several more games, but I just was mildly surprised at home with all the hype after tying it, why you wouldn't put him on the ice with an empty net. That's just...
Is that his lady?
That's his lady.
They keep showing up
there?
Yeah,
and then this little kid is down there at the right on the boards. And, you know, Gretzky's in the building and just made sense. So I just...
Maybe he just likes hanging out with Gretzky. He's like, Paulina needs to stay.
Well, it was cool because when Gretzky broke Gordie Howe's, Gordie Howe was the first one to shake Wayne's hand. And Gretzky said, I'm guessing he's going to travel, because Gretzky said, when Ovechkin breaks my record, I will be the first one to shake his hand, just like Gordie Howe was for me, which is a classy move for a middle-aged lesbian.
Well, you insinuate middle-aged lesbians can't be classy. A little unfair. Where do they play next?
They're at the Sunday. I think they're
they coming
New York,
to Portland?
The Islanders. And then they're back
in New York. Yeah. It'd be kind of cool if they came to Seattle next.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
I would like to go to that. I'm guessing that ticket is going to be.
Yeah.
That ticket in where the Islander game just got very, very expensive.
Yeah, you think people are scrambling?
Yes.
Right now?
They're like Aaron Judge, you know, scrambling. I'll bet you it will be $1,000+ to get in that building.
I'm going to catch the puck.
I don't think that's the way that works. I think if you're the goalie, you take the puck, and you're like, you don't get this back.
Does he keep the puck?
He'll keep the puck. That will go into the hall.
If you're the goalie, do you keep a fake puck in your pocket? Or like a replica puck? You're like, oh, here it is.
Can you make him? Like, you're like, hey, it's my puck.
Make him pay you? Yeah. Doug McKavich did that.
Yeah.
World Series ball.
World Series ball. Now, you want this? You want this, Ovi?
It's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you a little bit, buddy.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. Guess what? We're back Monday. 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain.